WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, despite Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine pause, Governor Murphy says the state remains on pace to meet its coronavirus vaccine goals, which is to get 70% of its adult population fully vaccinated by the end of June.
This pause also has no effect on Monday's opening of vaccine eligibility to all New Jerseyans age 16 and over. We will keep pushing forward with the tools available to us.
Murphy says the J&J vaccine accounts for only about 4% of the 5.6 million total doses administered in the state so far. The J&J vaccine was paused yesterday, as you know, based on recommendations by the FDA and CDC after 6 women developed rare blood clots days after getting the shot. Just trying to give away some furniture and fatally struck by a car out in front of his home. A 69-year-old man is dead in Manchester Township, the result of a hit and run yesterday. Jack Gottfried pinned between the rear of 62-year-old Kevin Noonan's vehicle and a truck parked in front of the house, according to prosecutors. Noonan drove away but was later caught and charged. New Jersey news made possible by Rocket Mortgage. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Improve systems to recruit healthcare workers, guide the growth of telehealth, establish a universal immunization registry, some of the 24 recommendations laid out in a report from the New Jersey Healthcare Quality Institute and BioNJ. Institute President Linda Schwimmer says the report brought together experts from all sectors of the healthcare system.
Creating and supporting a resilient and diverse healthcare workforce for the future was probably the one area that everybody wanted to talk about the most and was most concerned about.
The report notes New Jersey ranks 41st among the 50 states for public health expenditures. The two main prospective challengers to Governor Murphy in this year's very under-the-radar Democratic primary have now both been kicked off the ballot due to faulty petitions. Roger Bacon says the inclusion of almost 300 registered Republican voters was an oversight, and we reported earlier on thousands of allegedly invalid signatures from another Democrat, Lisa McCormick. New Jersey's recreational marijuana marketplace is expected to generate billions of dollars a year once sales start, and farmers are eager to take part. They've been dealing with depressed prices for plants that produce CBD, but are waiting on rules they must follow. The farmers already know how to grow and process hemp, and say this will be similar. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. More rain through tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your smartphone, open the NJ 101.5 app. Click on Win Cash and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's cash code is BIRTH. B-I-R-T-H. BIRTH.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 4 p.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
304 now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Still a good idea to avoid the New Jersey Turnpike on the southbound side coming down towards just south of Exit 8. That's where there's been a tractor-trailer fire knocking out a couple of lanes of the truck lanes for quite some time. Route 9 is still closed in Woodbridge on the southbound side coming down to Oakwood Avenue. That's a jacked-out tractor-trailer with a down pole. Also, Route 9 south down by 35 in Sayreville, a crash in the right lane, and a still roadwork in Old Bridge on Route 9 south between Jake Brown Road and Route 516. 22 still in trouble. It's roadwork in Hillside and Union. Both ways affected. Route 1 130 in South Brunswick, northbound delays heading up towards George's Road. You've got the right lane repairs going on, apparently low-hanging wires. Garden State Parkway, local lane south at 109, a crash on the shoulder, and 138 in Wall. It's eastbound slowdowns at Allenwood Road and a club drive with the right lane closed off. Not bad across the Hudson. Tom Rivers, New Jersey, traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey, traffic south. Route 1, northbound. It's a slow ride in the Lawrence area. Baker's Basin to 295. Accident has the right lane blocked off. 73 is tough in Maple Shade. Northbound 73 at Main Street. Right lane, emergency sewer work being done. Truck lane southbound turnpike approaching 7A. The right lane is out, and that's a little tied up. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones is up 68 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 306.
At New Jersey 101.5, weekdays we talk.
You're looking good, just like a snake in the grass.
And weekends, we run.
soundtrack of New Jersey and the soundtrack of your weekend. NJ1015.com and New Jersey 101.5.
At 3:09, now New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
We have more rain in the forecast over the next 24 to 36 hours, but it looks like we will find a lull in that rainfall action overnight. I'll call it mainly dry, although there may be some showers and sprinkles around. Thanks to the blank of the clouds overhead, temperatures will only dip to around 50 degrees overnight. Tomorrow is going to be the wet day here. Periods of steady to heavy rain from mid-morning through early evening. Highs only reach the lower 50s, temperatures going nowhere. And there's even a chance for some snowflakes in far northern New Jersey tomorrow night as temperatures tumble. Any showers should wrap up early Friday morning. It'll be a breezy and cool day with breaks of sun. Highs only lower to mid-50s. We'll be closer to 60 degrees this weekend with partly sunny skies. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro.
Flemington 63 degrees, Mullica Hill 64, Rahway 66, New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to NJ1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at NJ1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey